For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Illinois' population is slowly declining, according to recent census estimates. An article by the nonpartisan Better Government Association explains how the trend is concerning, but not the crisis politicians are making it out to be. I talked with BGA senior editor Bob Sector. He first discusses some of the common explanations about the state's population loss.
The popular perception is that we are in a free fall, and a lot of partisans will tell you that this is because of our terrible tax climate or our terrible business climate or our terrible pension problem, some variation of all three of those. The reality is it's a lot more complicated than that.
And so why is it that people get it so wrong? Is it intentional?
Part of it's intentional, part of it's laziness, part of it is the hyper-partisan ideological climate that we're in today, where you can see it on a lot of issues, not just on the census, where partisans on both sides grasp for any morsel of data or factoid that they think can bolster whatever argument they're going to try to make. And the real problem of this is that these are complex issues. Why is Illinois population falling? There's no simple answer to that. And we're not going to even start to deal with a solution to this until people stop trying to point fingers and lay blame for something and actually try to take a sophisticated look at a difficult and complicated problem.
And so one of the ways that this article attempts to do that is looking at two examples from nearby Illinois, Minnesota and Kansas. What is it that's happening in Minnesota with population and taxes?
Well, if you just isolate on the Midwest, Minnesota has the fastest growing population in the Midwest over since the last decennial census, the hard count in 2010. They also are the state with the highest taxes in the Midwest. And so if the point you keep on drumming home is that taxes are the root of all evil and that's driving people away, it doesn't fit that narrative. We also looked at Kansas. Until very recently, Kansas was on a tax-cutting tear where the now former governor, Sam Brownback, under him, they slashed and burned their tax rates and created all sorts of credits and exemptions to lower taxes for people because he said that was going to actually supercharge the economy. And it didn't do that at all. And the only thing they accomplished was starving public services and schools, and they've now had to backtrack on that. And the population growth has been stagnant.
There actually have been some interesting population trends going on in Illinois, although maybe not the ones we have been focusing on. What are those?
You almost have to separate Illinois into two parts. The downstate areas, which for us in Chicago constitutes everything from the Wisconsin border down to Cairo, have been slowly shrinking. And that is a trend that is replicated across the Midwest. Less populated rural areas, smaller cities outside of the main metropolitan areas are not doing well. In Chicago, the Chicago area, the story is a little different. In recent decades, Chicago is growing because of a big surge of immigrants, and we also had a large African-American population. The African-American population is leaving Chicago, not totally, but to some extent, and the immigrant growth, especially among Hispanic immigrants, has slowed dramatically. So that's not enough to compensate for what are particularly low birth rates among non-Hispanic whites. And so that is one reason why the population in the Chicago area, which is about two-thirds of the state, it's not shrinking terribly, but it's stagnant.
That was Bob Sector, senior editor at the Better Government Association. You can find a link to the BGA's article on population loss at nprillinois.org.